So it's comforting to hear stories about Peter in the gospel because we get little notes that he didn't know what he was saying. That it helps us feel like better Christians sometimes, that he was right there and he didn't know what he was talking about. But in the second reading today, which is so beautiful, is him writing, you know, as an old man before he was martyred for the name of Christ, and saying, this wasn't a myth, all this stuff we're talking about. This wasn't Zeus, this wasn't Apollo. We saw this. We actually were witnesses of the things that happened. We saw Jesus transfigured before us. We heard the voice of God. This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. In our own life, we have experiences of God, that we have kind of more privileged moments that help us be in contact with God than other moments. Kind of little transfigurations in our own life where the clouds are parted and we see God for who he is. And more importantly, when we see God for who he is, we see ourselves for who we are. Jesus, who knew all things, in his human nature, it was important for him to hear that I am the beloved Son of the Father, that this is who I am. Who am I? I'm the beloved Son of the Father, and he's pleased with me. And then he can go fulfill his mission. He understands who he is, then he can go fulfill his mission, which was a very difficult mission, obviously, to suffer and die for all of humanity. In addition to that, because we know now more fully than even those Peter, James, and John did then, that we're made partakers of who Christ is. So on our own, we wander, whatever, we struggle. But because we're baptized into the person of Jesus Christ, God's voice coming down to him saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased, because we're participants in the body of Christ, also applies to us. That is, he says to us, just as much as he says to Jesus, insofar as we're baptized into his body, that you are my beloved son, that I am his beloved son, you are my beloved daughter through Jesus Christ, that is most fundamentally who we are. And think of St. Peter, who didn't know what he was talking about then, at the end of his life, knew what he was talking about. He's like, oh, I'm the beloved son of God. Through Jesus, I am the beloved son of God. This is who I am. I'm not a great writer. I'm not a great, you know, speaker. I'm not a Fortune 500 CEO. I'm the beloved son of the Father. And to be actually witnesses of that when all the things in the earth are trying to say, you're not this, you're not good enough, or you're so good in this area, which doesn't really matter. All those contrary voices. Peter, when he's writing this epistle, goes back to that experience that he had of God. That's super important for us. Not just to take, oh, that was a nice experience, now I'm going to move on with my life. No, those experiences are for us to go back to when we felt that fatherhood of God, when we felt, oh, this is who I am. This all makes sense now. And then your life gets, you know, tough for a while. It's to go back to those moments when we actually realize who we were. And if you've never had that experience, tell God that. Say to God, say in prayer today, say to the Father, I've never felt like your son or daughter. I've never felt that love from you. I feel totally distant from you. That's what God wants to hear. He wants to be able to tell you, you are my beloved son, you're my beloved daughter, through Jesus Christ. So it's super important that we go back to, especially when you're having a tough time, to go back to those experiences, to those places where the clouds were parted and it was revealed to us who God is and who we are.